Well, friends, here our Lord Jesus Christ speaks of the fact that these scribes and Pharisees were living a double life. They outwardly were beautiful, outwardly were setting a standard before people. But inwardly, he says, they were just like tombs. And you have seen sometimes in a cemetery of great tombstones. And yet, when you think about it, it's only a sign that there are dead bones under it. And the Lord Jesus uses that illustration, and he says to them, this is hypocrisy. And he goes on, and he says how they treated, their fathers had treated the prophets that God had sent. You know, God sends to us his word through his means of prophets, and in the past through angels and so on. And it is all written down. And then he sends us in the New Testament age, he sends us ministers of the gospel. He sends Christians to go and declare the message of salvation to others in this world. And yet, how are they treated? And so our Lord Jesus Christ is challenging the hypocrisy. But as I think about this, I think about the fact that even through this, the Lord points out their hypocrisy, but he doesn't say that's the end, that there is no hope for them. Because if there was no hope for these hypocritical Pharisees, then there wouldn't be hope for any one of us. Because oftentimes we are outward in our religion and in our belief. And you think about the Pharisee of the Pharisees, the Apostle Paul himself, if that was the end, he would not be saved. But God is very gracious towards us. But he wants us to recognize this, to be honest and frank. And so he's earnest. And then you find our Lord Jesus Christ describing in verses 34 onwards, prophesying basically about the end, the destruction of Jerusalem. That was the city that the Jewish nation would call it the house of God. That's where the house of God is. And the Lord Jesus Christ said that that will come to nothing. That will be destroyed. And of course, that prophecy was fulfilled in AD 70 when the Roman army came and destroyed, flattened Jerusalem, more or less. And so that ended that dispensation of God. But all of these things, my friends, are written so that we might be encouraged that God is true to his word. And if he's promising to us things this morning about salvation and getting right with him, as long as we have today, this promise is given to us as well. So may the Lord help you this morning. I don't know where you are this morning. I don't know if you're a Christian, where this message finds you. And maybe you're struggling with a number of things. You feel yourself, the hypocrisy in your own heart and life. And well, today is the day that you can bring all of these things. The Lord, who knows everything about you, you can come before him and you can lay all of those matters before him. But if you are not a converted person, I encourage you to consider these things, to realize that God is true. And as you hear the message later on, you seek the Lord and pray, Lord, speak to my heart this morning. It is a wonderful truth. We were reading this morning in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. I think it is a text that we should have before us every Lord's Day morning. It says this in Ecclesiastes 4. No, it is not Ecclesiastes 4. Ecclesiastes 5. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear. It says, be more ready to hear. Are you ready to hear? And maybe you say, well, I am ready, but are you prepared to hear? And that preparation is the work of the Holy Spirit, who is a person, and you can call upon him to prepare your heart to receive the word of God. Well, may the Lord bless these few thoughts to us.